So your value is not that you're a great plumber or a great HVAC tech or a great electrician or a great handyman, a carpenter or painter, whatever it is. The value is in taking care of the customer.
Taking care of the customer.
Right.
As okay. soon as possible.
Hey, plumbing pros. Welcome to the 425th episode of Potty Talk.
It's crazy.
And we're getting up there. Seems like yesterday. And not. All right. Hey, good to have you here in this episode of Potty Talking here. Hey, we're going to discuss why customer service is key for growing your plumbing business. All right. And provide some top tips for satisfying customers. You know, I kind of did I made a command decision here, baby, right. on this, and we'll get into this.
Okay.
From the last episode of Potty Talk, we got into talking about sales, service. I kind of stumbled around that. If you listen to that, you know, kind of, and you corrected and said, really, it's service, which it is. Mm-hmm. So when this topic of, you know, came up, I kind of changed the topic here a little bit about customer service.
Okay.
And really what service is providing for the customer. So it's going to go towards the sales thing. So I'm anxious to get into that.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, but I want to remind you here, if you're, what we're going to be talking about here today, or if you're just starting your business, or you're struggling with your business, or you're just not, your business just isn't where you want it to be, let's talk. All right. Hey, schedule a free strategy call with one of our success coaches. All right. There's no pushing, nothing going on. Hey, there's no agenda, side agenda here. We simply just want to learn more about you and your business, see what's holding you back, and then point you in the right direction.
Yes.
Okay. And that can be any one of the directions we can point you in. But we want the best for you. All right. So simply go to themilliondollarplumber.com/call.
Okay. Yes.
And we'll have a conversation.
Okay.
So there you go. Hey, so this whole idea of customer service. So of course, you know, customer service, you know, we want to, you know, you got to do the job good. Okay. Don't spit in their face. Right. Don't tear up their property.
Do we need
don't
to
kick
say those
the
things?
Dog or whatever. Okay. The extreme of not providing good customer service. No. Okay. This is really the idea of customer service. You know, service is really for the customer.
Yes.
It's for the customer. It's not just something we do to make us look good and all that, but it's for the customer. The customer want. What does the customer want? Mm-hmm. And these are three things, okay? So the way that, you know, you can take care of your customers, okay?
For satisfying customers.
All right. And,
okay.
And you do these things that actually will leave them. This is how you get 5-star reviews. Mm-hmm. I mean, your work, you may not even be, in the case of our case, a plumber. You may be an average plumber. They won't know. But you do these things. Okay, they're going to think you're great and give you a 5-star review.
Okay,
so what are they here? All right, number one, schedule for today. When the customer calls in, schedule the call today.
Right.
Well, we already have 100 calls on the schedule. Now you have 101. Schedule for today. And I'm not exaggerating. Schedule for today.
Because customers want you out, right? That they want their day back. Now, obviously, I always have to do this. Obviously, if they're want, you know, to do it Friday because that's when they're off, then of course do it then,
right?
Serve the customer well that way. But serve them today. Get on the schedule today. I don't know if you were going to talk about prioritizing calls once you have the calls on the books.
We get in triaging call, but dealing with what's happening in the customer's mind. It's all about the customer. No one wakes up in the morning and wants to call a plumber. No one wakes up in the morning and wants to call a plumber.
Or an HVAC guy or an electrician or
whatever. I'm going to say it again, just in case you didn't hear the other two times. No one wakes up in the morning and wants to call us. Whatever it is I do. Okay. But they do. Okay. And from that point of view, and the reason they do is they want their day back. When they do call, which leads to what is the number one concern that customers have?
Okay.
Will
he show up?
Will he show up? Not how much it costs. Okay. They may ask that because that's an intelligent question discuss or ask or whatever, but that's for another discussion.
Right.
But their number one concern is, well, can I get this taken care of today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they call, I want to get this taken care of. Mm-hmm. Can I get this taken care of today? Mm-hmm. You're able to service them today. Mm-hmm. That's great service. They're going to think you have great service.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But that also leads to the side of the value. That's the sales side of things. Mm-hmm. Your value is not that you're a great plumber or a great HVAC tech or a great electrician or a great handyman, carpenter or painter, whatever it is. The value is in taking care of the customer.
Taking care of the customer.
Right.
As soon as possible.
All right.
Okay.
So there we go. Schedule for today. All right. That's a great customer service that you can provide. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next, provide multiple options. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Give options. This broke fix thing.
Hold on a second. actually, can I say another point on option one? Yeah. I just don't think I've ever done this to you before. Oh. I think we missed one important thing. If you're scheduling, you know, I know you mentioned 100 calls, you know, and the guys out there are like, Richard, from your lips to God's ears, that I have 100 calls. But
so you know they're freaking out when I say schedule every call, right?
Well, yeah. And there's we've done a few shows on this. But one thing to keep in mind, if you're having to, you know, if you do get overbooked and stuff on a consistent basis, you know, longer than, you know, a few weeks, that means you need to hire someone. It means you need to hire someone. Don't then think, and I know this is the norm or what you think is a norm, not you, listeners. I'd love to be scheduled out 2 weeks. That'll feel so safe.
Oh.
That's the worst thing you can do for your plumbing business. That's death.
Yep.
It's absolute death. If you are consistently getting more calls than you can handle in a given day, you need to hire someone else. Especially if you're the guy in the truck, the only one in the truck. But that truth still remains as you grow. If you got, you know, 5 trucks, whatever it might be, and you're consistently having to schedule for another day or you know 2 or 3 days out, you need to hire more people because the value is in to the customer is serving them today. And if you can't, you're not providing a good value and service to your community. So if you're consistently having to you know either rebook people or, you know, just you're so full so many days, man, get somebody in, right? Also, I know this is, we don't have it necessarily talking about recruiting, but that's why you're always recruiting. Go back and listen to some of the other episodes where we talk about you're always recruiting because when you get times like that, when you're busy and you're having to rebook people or just, you know, you're overbooked or whatever, never fails. That's when you can't find a plumber. But if you have been recruiting all along, right, and hopefully got some guys in your back pocket that you can bring on at a moment's notice. So anyway, I just had to say that if you're overbooking, by golly, you need to be hiring somebody else.
Yes, there's so much there.
More trucks, right. More butts, all the things.
Right, so you can serve more customers.
Yes.
And that is the idea of the business is growth, all right? Growth is life. If you're not growing, you're dying. Okay. I mean, that sounds so, right. You know, so silly to
that's,
say.
It's but so
if,
true.
And if you're just coasting, if you're just doing work and you're just built out over, you know, the same, you know, okay, yeah, we're booked out 2 weeks. We have the same amount of guys and we're doing it with 2 weeks or whatever. You're coasting. Okay. And when you're coasting downhill.
Yep. It's okay? So true. Movement
right.
is life.
Right. Movement is life. Mm-hmm. Growth is life. Mm-hmm. And it that winds up creating wins. It's a, you know. You know, it's like teams that, you know, when they get on a winning streak, streak can kind of continue just because of the momentum.
The momentum and the energy of it, right?
Same goes with a losing streak. Mm-hmm. You're in a losing, you know, so when you're used to just taking jobs and doing that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, it gets in your head, too.
Right.
It becomes a mindset.
And when a company, you think, you know, being able to serve customers a day, there's just something that happens there that first of all, you get those dollars today, as many of those, and we get into that, okay, we talk about triaging those calls and this kind of a thing, so you make the most out of these calls.
Right.
That just, you know, you're riding these waves, these financial waves, but also these waves of just, all of a sudden, there's just something that happens that people know that, oh, you know, Attaboy's able to take care of you today. Mm-hmm. And it's just the weirdest thing, okay?
True.
It happens,
yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, that serves the customer because that's what the customer wants.
Yes.
Maybe that's why it happens because it's how it's designed. The customer wants today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when have you walked into the store, you know, Walmart, even for a can of peas and, oh, maybe I'll get it later this week. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be on the shelf later this week.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's silly. That's a silly example.
We're an immediate gratification society.
Right.
We just are. We want it right now.
And especially for something that they don't want. I mean, these are for things that you want. Mm-hmm. We want it right now.
Oh, nobody wants peas. I'm sorry. Right. Nobody wants a can of peas. There's not a single person on the planet that likes canned peas. I'm sorry.
Hey, when the new iPhones come out.
Okay, peas.
But to go to store and think I got to wait to get it in. It's mm-hmm. like, no, I want it now.
I want it right
now. Okay, that's something I want. Mm-hmm. Well, something I got to take care of. That must have been And I want it right now, so I can just get it over it over with. Okay.
Yes. All right.
So schedule for today.
There you
okay?
go. Okay.
So,
now you can move on.
Number two, provide multiple options.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Provide multiple options, mm-hmm. where, you know, ultimately, you know, again, this service is for the customer. well, I'm serving. I don't want to rip Mrs. Jones off. I don't want to rip her off. Crazy. All she needs is that flapper. And, you know, that's what's broken. And so I'm ripping her off if I sell her a toilet or tell everybody, no, you're not.
No, you're a hack.
Okay, you are. Thank you. You're a hack. If you're doing broke fix, you're a hack.
You're a hack.
Because you're not serving the customer. Because the customer's called, they feel painted in the corner. You want to give them choice. And so providing options gives Mrs. Jones choice, gives her control, gives her freedom, all right? Gives her something psychologically, gives her something to say no to. I know they called you out. They called you out. They're already sold. But they don't want to spend the money on plumbing, HVAC, whatever it is you do. They don't want to spend the money on it, okay? They must rather spend the money on something else. Mm-hmm. And so they want to say no to something, okay?
That's human nature.
All right? Well, if you just do, you know, provide one thing, we think it's 50-50, but really it's more like 90-10 if they're going to say no. Sorry, and no comes in a way of, well, I need to talk to my husband, or I'm just getting prices and all those kinds of, that's right. What's happening.
That's a no.
Okay, that's a no. Okay, and the reason they say no is because I don't want to do it. Like, okay, I don't want to do it, right? But give them options, gives them choice, okay? And now they have something to say no to. Mm-hmm. They don't feel painted in the corner. They got, okay, no, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Inside, that's what's happening. No, mm-hmm. I don't want to do the new mm-hmm. toilet.
I'm being ripped off.
Okay, I want the flapper. I'm going to do the flapper, okay? Then we got it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but they feel good. They got to make the choice.
Correct.
Okay, see where mm-hmm. I'm going here? I know it sounds kind of silly.
And not only that, it's servicing them. Again, this is about serving the customer. You're servicing them well by giving them the options. Even if you know as a professional, the plumber out there is just a flapper. That's what it is, whatever. Go ahead and do the two options, right? Even if they don't go with it, you've given them, the customer, an option. They may say, you know what, this dumb toilet's been driving me crazy for a while. I just want to replace the whole thing. Whatever. Let them decide. You may not do it in your personal buying decisions or for your house or whatever it might be, but the customer might. You don't know their situation, right? Also, I don't know if we need to talk about price perspective, right? When you give options, you're giving the customer price perspective. All of a sudden, I'm just throwing numbers out, the $200 flapper.
You're giving selling secrets, babe.
Okay, that are in the Success Academy, so that's why you should join. If the flapper is $200 or whatever, to just replace the flapper, and then you've got a minor rebuild at what, $450 or something, right? And then you get a new toilet at $800. All of a sudden, that flapper is not that expensive. It doesn't look as expensive. You guys, you do this when you're surfing Amazon all the time, right? You do it. So it's just a human thing. It's psychological, right?
Mm-hmm. And so you don't need special sales. That's the way we get into sales. So you don't need sales, overcoming objections. That's all BS. Mm-hmm. Okay. You just serve the customer by doing these things. Mm-hmm. That's how we close, and we get our clients closing over 98% of their calls.
It's easy.
It's easy because when they called you, they're already sold. Mm-hmm. Okay. If we serve the customer, then we're able to close the sale. Okay, we mess it up by not serving the customer.
Yep,
okay,
it's all your fault.
Hey, and I want to serve you right now. All right, before we move on to number three, which is you don't want to miss that. Okay,
it's super top secret.
I got something for you. Hey, every professional tradesman knows you wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? So why are you trying to build your home service business without one? Grab your free copy of my Million Dollar Pro Blueprint. In it, I lay out the exact specs on how to build a successful, self-sustaining, and very profitable home service business. Don't risk years of wasted time and money and failure. Grab the Million Dollar Pro Blueprint now, and it's free. My gift to you for simply being a Potty Talk listener. Go to milliondollarpro.com/free and start building success. All right, there we go. Mm-hmm. All right, that wasn't top secret.
That's true, it wasn't.
So we went into the break there. You said it was super top secret. Mm. No, that's point number three.
Point number three is
super. Okay, but what we offered there, that wasn't, I hope you grabbed it. It's 40 years of experience, okay, but it's not top secret.
It's not top secret.
Okay. All right.
But we're giving it away for free.
You get it away for free.
Yeah, we're givers.
That's what we do.
All right. So we are talking about why customer service is key for growing your plumbing or home service business. Top tips for satisfying the customer. So, guys, again, we'd love for you to give us a thumbs up, a follow, right? Go ahead and click the follow button so you get notified whenever a new episode drops. Would love that. And also a review. You guys know how review works. Reviews are important to your business. Well, they're important to ours as well. So we'd love to get a review on your favorite podcast player or out on YouTube. Would love that so much. Appreciate it. Okay. So, all right. So first we talked about scheduling for today. We talked about providing multiple options.
Great service there. All right.
And number three, what do you got?
Collect payment now. Okay. Believe it or not, that serves the customer. So many guys are like, they feel guilty or feel like that's hurting the customer. Or
don't like the confrontation at the end or something.
It's not good. The fact that you're not collecting this confrontation, all right, on the customer's behalf. You're making the customer uncomfortable. Okay. The bottom line is the customer just wants to get you in, get the problem taken care of, and get you out.
Right.
Okay.
They don't want to see an invoice land in their email, you know, a couple of days, a week, a month later, whatever. Because for one, you probably are only going to see about half of them get paid because the problem no longer is an emergency, right? And then they were like, oh, shoot, that's right, I didn't pay that bill. Man, how much did I pay for that? I need to call my next door neighbor because they've got an uncle's brother's butcher's dog's cousin that is a plumber, and they probably could have done it cheaper, right?
Exactly.
So that it all of a sudden does not become as high a value or importance as when you were first out.
Right. Thus, does not serve the customer.
It does not.
I mean, where does a customer go in any customer buying
anywhere
experience where you don't pay
at the time of service?
That's right.
Nowhere.
There's
nowhere you go.
You don't go to Walmart and say, "Well, send me an invoice."
Send me an invoice. You don't Taco Bell, your favorite. Well, you'll go through the drive-thru and say, hey, send me a bill for that, right? It just doesn't happen. No, nowhere. You don't go and replace your tires. I'm trying to think of different experiences. You don't go and replace your tires and think that they're going to send you a bill or get your oil changed or what else. You know, I'm trying to think of different scenarios when you go out and buy. Grocery store, whatever it is.
Well even, having food delivered, even,
a food delivery
DoorDash
service.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I got to pay for it before it. Well, I don't even get it. I don't even see it.
They won't even go pick it up until you pay for it.
So it's the customer experience. So it's an uncomfortable experience waiting and then getting that $1 million invoice. And that's what it is at that point because no one wants to spend money on plumbing, okay?
Mm-hmm. They agreed to it in the beginning, right? And they accepted the price. Hopefully you gave them the price up front. If you're not, you're a hack. Right. If you did not give a price up front before you did the work, you're a hack. And then you gave the customer the opportunity to approve the work, sign for the work, hopefully as well, sign for the work. You do all those things and then
the work after you're done.
Do the work and then all that. But if you don't collect payment, man, all of a sudden that bill, I'm not kidding, just looks like $1 million.
Right.
So, and then they'll be calling you. Can you give me this is my favorite. I got a bill here for such and such. Can you give me a breakdown on labor and materials and all that? Which, of course, if you're flat rate, you should never do. So, but those are the calls that you'll get. Man, did I pay that much for that? What's your breakdown? What's your markups? Blah, blah, blah.
Right. And you put the customer through that emotional, situation. I know it's emotional for you as well, but you brought that on yourself.
Yes.
You put the customer through that. So, the great, part of providing a great service is having the customer pay when you get done.
Correct.
Okay.
And accept credit cards.
Right.
Okay. Don't paint the customer into a corner where they have to write a check.
Make it easy for
them. We had to do something the other day and they said it required a check. And I'm like, what? We don't even have checks.
Right.
We don't own any checks at all. Right. So if we do make any type
of. We're old school.
Right.
I mean, you're not.
but don't paint them in the corner where they have to write a check. Have some sort of merchant service processing. And it's something like Square. That's the easiest one to get. Guys, and there's nothing to getting one of those. And they send you the little card swiper, you put it on your tablet, bada boom, bada bing, and then you get payment. So make sure you do give the customer ability to pay with credit card.
So. That's right. Mm-hmm. So collect payment now.
Money in the bank today. Not only is it good for the customer, by golly, it's good for you because then you're not a bank. Then you're not chasing the money around, hoping that they'll pay. Then you're not having to remember, oh, shoot, I got to send out invoices this week. Oh, I'm too tired because I've got blah, 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 all these other things that you need to do because you're wearing all the hats in the business, right? So it's like, oh, man, to sit down at the computer and send out an invoice and blah, blah, blah.
Right. So. Service is about the customer. Mm-hmm. Make it about the customer. Make it about, what makes the experience easier for them, emotionally easier, for them, mm-hmm. as easy as possible for them. Mm-hmm. Do those kinds of things. So, of course, It's like, you know, I am with the football players, you know, that score, they're doing all the dancing and all that. Well, of course you're scoring, or, you know, you're 9 foot tall and you're dunking the ball like you've never done it before.
Right, and you're all happy dancing and stuff. Shut
Which
up.
Is cool. I mean, I get it. I'm in the emotion too. I don't, you know, it's fun, but of course you're expected to do that.
If you're all 9 foot tall or even, you know, six something, right, and you can't dunk the ball and you're on a basketball team,
right,
you suck.
Right, you do.
You absolutely suck.
And so in our area, you'd be a hack, you know, and in the trades, you're a hack. So if you're not, you know, keeping the house clean when you work, your work area clean and not tearing things up, and you're doing your trade to, you know, professionally and to the best of your ability, you know, as a professional, of course you could, we're doing that. But service, when we talk about providing service, it's about, you know, yes, doing those things, but what takes care of the customer, you know, so scheduling for the day, let them get the problem taken care of the day and done with, providing them options, which gives them choice. So they feel in control in a situation that they're out of control, and then let them pay you right then to get you out of their hair and you down the road,
right,
so they can be done with this, okay? And just feel good about it. Oh, they got out of here today. Attaboy Plumbing got out of here today. They were great.
They were amazing.
Didn't know anything that you did plumbing-wise, but you are great.
In and out.
Love these guys. Five stars. They're the best. Use them.
Problem taken care of today.
Right. There we go.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, if you're struggling with any of these things that we're talking about, okay, I mean, maybe you're just starting out, or, you know, you're struggling, or you're just, you know, you've been around the block a few times, but, you know, you want to take your organization to the next level. Let's talk, okay? We're here to help, all right?
Help you.
That's right. Schedule your strategy call, all right? We'll just find out more about you and your business, all right? Find out through our ears, you know, it helps to have someone out from the outside listening in. Oh, there's something that you're struggling with, and then we'll get you pointing in the right direction, okay? It's that easy. Simply go to themilliondollarplumber.com/call and schedule your strategy call today. Okay.
Today.
Okay, I don't know if they're available today.
You can schedule it today.
Schedule today. Okay.
Schedule today. Yeah.
Guys, yep. We love talking with you. Okay. So there we go.
Okay.
Hey, great stuff here. Customer service. Mm-hmm. Hey, hopefully, I mean, I kind of went at a different angle here. I mean, because that's the real angle, but we're not, we get stuck thinking the other way, but this is how you want to think.
Just serve the customer.
So you might have to listen again. Mm-hmm. Okay. But this is serving the customer.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. There we go. Hey, before I let you go. All right. It was great hanging out together here. But as always, I want to remind you that you were purposefully, wonderfully created, and you were created to do great things. Mm-hmm. So plumb like a champion.
Hi, baby.